Blog Talk Radio. the heartache, through all the pain. Yes, through heartache and pain, I still have joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Say that. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. My goodness, I had to go back and pull that out. That was a song that, oh, Lord, one of the hardest and darkest times of my life, the Lord gave that song to me. And I tell you, it still ministers to me just like it did then back in, I don't know, must have been 90s, early 2000s, I don't know. But I tell you, it's something like knowing the joy of the Lord that gives you power. It's the joy of the Lord that gives us the strength and the power to be able to stand in these places as we're praying for our families, we're praying for your family. We know that God has given us the joy that will cause us to continue to pray, even when we want to be mad, when we want to be sad, when we want to tell people off, we want to get in our flesh or do things that we know we later will regret. I tell you, just think about the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord will cause you to laugh when you think about it. The joy of the Lord will put a smile on your face. The joy of the Lord even might have tears running down your face. But it's the joy of the Lord that causes us to look to him. And that's why we are here now with you at To Be Restored Ministries. Good morning. Welcome to you, prayer warriors. God bless you. To those of you that may be tuning in the very first time, I welcome you. Thank God for you, praising God that you found us here, and this is what we do as we gather together. We praise God. We give God glory for being who he is and loving us and then setting us in a position that is like no other, an intercessor. To be an intercessor, I tell you, it's the call of those that love God in this day and hour, to intercede, to pray, to stand in the gap for anyone and everyone as we commit to saturate the earth with prayer. That's what we say here at To Be Restored Ministries. We are committed to saturating the earth with prayer, and we really do mean that. We're praying, as I have just been reflecting on some of the things that the Lord has done for us in this ministry, as well as Total Restoration, which is the mother ministry of To Be Restored, the vision that God has given to my husband, Pastor Kenneth Carr Sr. I tell you, the vision that he's given to him is so great, and we can see it unfolding. It takes a lot of prayer, a lot of patience, a lot of endurance, but I tell you, to see the vision unfolding is so beautiful, and it also is a sacrifice. So that means with every sacrifice, we know that there's pain, we know that there is sometimes disappointment, if we call it that, just not knowing sometimes which way we're going, because God is orchestrating everything and we're walking day by day in him. But I'm so thankful for those of you that follow this ministry. I'm thankful for those of you that understand the call of this ministry, and you pray for us as we are continuing to pray for you. So there are some things that we're going to be changing as of June 28th, Friday, June 28th. As most of you know that are on here, and we'll be making this announcement now through then, those of you that have been tuning in, we started in 2011, November 28th, to be exact, 2011. That was our first day of gathering together where we were calling in on a prayer line. We called it the prayer line. It was a conference call number that the Lord just orchestrated again and gave us wisdom to do. And so many of you that are still calling, still tuning in, tuned in and listened and joined us. And what a time we started having together. November 28th, 2011, all the way up until today, we've seen so many things happen. We've seen some miracles happen, some blessings, some amazing things that have happened, healings, testimonies of healing from cancer, HIV virus, my God, testimonies that I'll never, ever forget. But we know that God has, even for us to gather together, he's also knitted our hearts together. And so we've got to look at where God is taking us and what God is doing for total restoration, which is a great, great vision. He's picked us up and planted us in a whole nother region where we started out in Kankakee, Illinois. Some of you may have heard of it before you met us, and most of you probably didn't. But we were located 1 hour south and still have that ministry there. But God has planted us now in the East Coast region where we are seeing some great things unfold very fast. And God is moving very fast in us establishing Total Restoration number 2 here in Maryland, in the Maryland area. And because of that, we've got to make some changes in our lives, some major changes that have to happen. So as of June 28th, our morning broadcast, as you know it to be Monday through Friday, as we come here now as a podcast recording, a live recording, we will no longer hold after June 28th. That is a Friday. It's about a week or so away. But I want to let everyone know that there will still be things that Total Restoration and To Be Restored will be doing that you can connect to. Please understand, this has been a very difficult decision that I've tossed and tossed, knowing the change, knowing the shift, knowing that coming into 2019, there were some things that the Lord told me and also Pastor Carr that we had to do differently. But this was an area that I did not want to touch. But as it seems that the things that we have to do, we've got to make room for more. So please understand this. Let me say this as it relates to the Monday through Friday praying. One thing I do rest on is that To Be Restored Ministries, though it has sometimes been defined as the morning call and the morning prayer, To Be Restored Ministries is much bigger than that. To Be Restored Ministries was birthed because of that, because of us gathering together Monday through Friday in the morning praying, getting on here. Some mornings, I tell you, and even our 24-hour days of prayer, some of you might remember. But the times that we've gathered here together and prayed for one another and prayed for this ministry and prayed for other ministries, there's some great things that have come and that are established now. So please understand that though the Monday through Friday will end, that will not stop To Be Restored Ministries. It's only making room for To Be Restored Ministries to really spread its wings and do what it is designed to do. Our main purpose in To Be Restored Ministries is to reach families and establish a place for families, married couples, and children and parents, and it's families that are going through difficult times, or families that want to be strengthened spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and even physically. We want to be able to minister to those families. The vision that the Lord gave to us for the To Be Restored home, most of you have heard that vision and even seen what we've been able to do right now with the facility that the Lord just put in our hands right after he gave the vision for it. And those things that we are establishing to do, we want you to know that you are still connected and will still be connected unless you tell us you don't want to be. If you tell us you don't want to be, we will graciously respect that. However, if you tell us that after our Monday through Friday broadcasting is no longer in effect on a weekly basis, that you say, I still want to be a part of To Be Restored, I still want to hear what Total Restoration is doing, then you definitely need to sign up to be a partner, first off, okay, if you haven't done it. You know, to need to go to toberestored.org and sign up to become a partner. Do it as soon as possible. Again, so the Monday through Friday after June 28th will no longer be in existence. However, we will definitely do live podcast recordings the last Friday of every month, the last Friday of every month. So understand that though we will not be coming on every Monday through Friday, we're still going to be doing several things, Some of you know about our intercessory training. We're going to be doing that soon. Pastor Carr is orchestrating right now and putting together live Bible studies that will be twice a week, as well as deliverance sessions that we're establishing, which the first introduction to those that will be held in the Maryland area is going to be August 31st. So I'm just letting you know, I'm throwing out these dates. Of course, we're going to be more detailed and telling you all that's going to be happening. But I just want you to know that though the Monday through Friday will no longer be in effect, there's so many more things, as well as our To Be Restored website, the Total Restoration website. You can still connect to us. You can still hear all of those prayers. We have over 1,300 prayers that are recorded. You can dial the number, that number that is set and designed for you to dial to hear those prayers at any time of the day, day or night, 24 hours, 7 days a week. You can do that. You'll also be able to, if you're a Power Team partner, you'll have special access to the back room of our website that we're going to be building, that's going to give other things available, make other things available for those Power Team partners. Power Team Partnership will offer you a newsletter, and as well as an audio recording that will come to you directly. So it's so many other things that we're putting our hands in on top of it. Pastor Carr and I both have books to write, meetings and conferences to plan, so many other things that we are looking to do for the kingdom and for the people of God. So we ask that you pray with us, seriously. Pray for us as we are embarking at the same time, taking care of a family, still raising a child who has one more year of high school, soon to be going to college, getting all of that done. So we do have real lives outside of ministry that we are balancing at the same time, still taking care of our health. So we ask that you pray for us as we continue to pray for you and ask God to give us the wisdom of how to carry out the assignments. That's our daily prayer. Lord, give us wisdom on how to carry out the assignments that you've given to us. And sometimes those things don't always look like we want them to look or don't feel good when we have to make changes. I know some of us, you know, even some of you right now that are listening saying, what? No, I can't. What? But trust and believe, you're in my heart. And, you know, some of you, even this recording that I'm going to play, you're going to get, if you just joined us, you're just coming in, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to make it now only such a short time that you are now getting used to us. But understand this. The things that God has given to us are powerful. And I want to read this before I get too far ahead of myself and miss out, because I do have a recording to play for you and another song. But I want to read something that the Lord gave me last week to share with my family. And it's so in tune. And I want you to pray and ask God to give you the connection and what we're talking about with the expansion for Total Restoration, where To Be Restored has to go, the things that God has given to us, as well as those things that God has given to you for your life. Because what we have to understand is our family, as June is the month that we've designated to pray for the family, thank God for the 30 days of prayer that Pastor Carr is leading us in, but in the things that God has given to us, you know, the Lord took me to the book of Esther last week, and I texted it to my family, to my children, and my son-in-law. And we're praying through a situation in our family right now where our family has been severely attacked. And the Lord took me to the book of Esther, and I share this with you only because as I know God has greater things for all of us to do, this generation that we're facing and that our children and our children's children are coming up in now is more wicked and perverted and evil and treacherous than some of us have ever known. And so what we've got to do is we have to pull in the ranks. We have to pull in the ranks, and we have to be focused And we have to be vigilant. And so I share this with you as a word of encouragement in Esther chapter 4, verse 12 through 17. I'm going to read from the English Standard Version. And as the Lord gave this to me to share with my family, I thought about it this morning because I wanted to tell you, as we are embarking on doing greater things, we have got to get focused as a people that have been chosen. Some of you have been chosen out of your family to lead your family to the next. And what's happening is the enemy is closing some of our mouths or making some of us feel that we don't have what it takes to lead others or feel insignificant or feel like, you know, I just don't have it anymore or I'm not worthy or whatever it is that the enemy will fight us with. But I want to encourage you to be like Esther. Esther was given a place of influence. Esther was given a place of power, and where some of you don't realize you have more power for your family, for your loved ones than you think. But we have to seek God in fasting and prayer, because some of these things that we are facing right now are not going to go any other way but by us praying, being focused, and fasting. So I want to read Esther chapter 4, verses 12 through 17, and it says, "And they told Mordecai what Esther had said. Then Mordecai told them to reply to Esther, 'Do not think to yourself that the king's palace you will escape any more than all the other Jews. For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this? And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this?' Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai." Here it is. "Go gather all the Jews to be found in Susa, and hold a fast on my behalf, and do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. And I and my young women will also fast as you do. Then I will go to the king. Though it is against the law, if I perish, I perish." Mordecai then went away and did everything as Esther had ordered him. And the word of the Lord is blessed. For such a time as this, for such a time as this, we have been chosen to lead as the people of God. So I give this to you, people of God that are listening, and even those of you that may say, "Well, I don't know if I have, you know, enough of God to lead anyone." I want to encourage you to put all into God. The recording I'm about to play this morning, you know, is significant. It was recorded back in 2013, but it's significant for this time right now, as this was a week that when we recorded this was a week that Pastor Carr and the other men of God were praying for the women of God on the line, and some of the voices we know, those of us that have been together since 2011, 2012, 2013, some of these voices you'll recognize again as this was a conference call recorded. But when I think about for such a time as this, even in the time from the beginning of our journey together here to this day, God has opened up some ways for some of you to lead others. He's put people in your life. Maybe now who's in your life now was not in your life 5-6 years ago, and now you've gained a greater walk with the Lord, and God wants to show you how you can win them, how you can pray for them, how they can be delivered through what you set yourself to do in fasting and praying and seeking God. Stop putting yourself down. Stop putting yourself in a place where you believe that you don't have enough. God has given you and will give you more as you put your trust in him, as you seek him, as you fast and pray and ask him, "Lord, give me wisdom of how to win my family. Lord, give me wisdom. And even, Lord, purge me of everything that's not like you so I can be a holy vessel Some of you have allowed the enemy to fight you so bad with anger, rebellion, stubbornness, unforgiveness, and you've missed out on so many blessings where God wants to deliver your mother, where God wants to deliver your sisters, your brothers, people that are right around you because you've been caught up in your own world. But God said, no, I want you to come out of that closed place. No, I've given you this opportunity, and this is a time greater than ever before for us to win souls for the kingdom. I just want to share that message, and prayerfully as our family fasts and pray, is fasting and praying together for our family and the deliverance, as God has given us platforms and given us opportunities in the spirit realm, to approach the king, to approach the king. And you know the story. If you don't know the story about Esther, how she saved her people because she was obedient, I encourage you to do the same. I encourage you to understand that when you put all of your trust in God, that's our title for today, put all of your trust in God. When you put all of your trust in God, he'll lead you, he'll guide you, he'll give you wisdom, he'll close your mouth when you think you can't be quiet, he'll open your mouth when it's time for you to speak and you don't have anything and you feel like you don't have anything to say. God will fill your mouth with the words. He will show you, he'll even open up doors that no man can close. When you put all of your trust in God. Listen to this recording, and I'm going to play it, and prayerfully we won't run out of time. I'll be able to play another song when I come back. But this recording, again, is recorded from 2013. Pastor Carr and some of the other men are praying for the women of God that were on the prayer line. Of course, you don't have to mute because it is a recording when the instructions are given to mute. God bless you and listen.
Okay.
Well, I've enjoyed myself down here in Virginia, so I thank you for your hospitality.
Well,
you
Glory.
You're so welcome. Glory, good morning.
How's everybody doing this morning?
Yeah,
good morning. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will. Everybody say,
rejoice.
We will.
Yes.
We will.
Rejoice and be glad in
yes.
it.
Oh, yes.
Amen. What a blessed
Amen.
Morning.
Hallelujah.
I am grateful for another time of prayer at 5:30 a.m. in the morning. Amen. Where there are soldiers and serious people that are looking for God's glory to be revealed in their lives. Amen.
Amen.
And so just a reminder, we are praying for you great women of God that have sacrificed your lives for the sake of many people, children, husbands. Amen. And we are praying that God's strength and God's anointing would rest upon your life. And I just want to tell you all this morning, including First Lady Carr and my mother, who's not on this prayer line, but I appreciate you all very, very much.
Amen.
And I'm sure
that
so many times in this life, you know, that you all go through so much. When you're talking about bearing children, and then from bearing children, you got to take care of children. And then most of the time nowadays, you have to go to work, amen, to help supply the need, whether you're married or whether you're not married. And you go from there to fending for your life and then taking the children to school, and you're going on and on and on. And you get so used to you get right into survival mode, and you tend to stay right there for many years and never take a deep breath and allow the Lord to refresh you. Amen. So
Amen.
This is a week that we are praying and asking God to refresh the women of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I have to say
Hallelujah.
That we need you in your places.
Amen.
Amen. But most of all, God needs you in your places. Is that all right?
Yes.
Amen. So me and I'm hoping I have my cousin, Pastor Bruce, on here. Pastor Bruce Sykes, are you on yet? Is my brother James, Pastor James Carr, on here yet? Okay, there are two men that I got to fight later on today. Do I have any other men of God on this prayer line this morning?
Amen, Pastor Carr. It's Pastor.
I'm sorry, say again.
Amen, it's Pastor Glenn Williams.
Okay, see, y'all trying to talk at the same time. Brother Joel, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, God bless you. Good morning, man of God. How are you?
And that was
wonderful.
Also Pastor Glenn, Pastor Carr.
Is Pastor Glenn on here?
Yes, he is.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Pastor Carr,
hey, man
of God? Man
of God, God bless you this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Are you the one that took the missionary trip?
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Have you been yet?
Pastor Carr, we leave March the 6th.
Well, bless your heart. God bless you.
Everything,
right.
I thank God for this prayer line. Everything paid for.
All right.
Plains bad.
Glory be to God. Well, we thank God for that. Amen. And God be with you. Amen. And we pray that God's strength and blessings are over you and your wife. And you get there, and you better get back here safe and sound in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Sir.
Amen. This
Amen.
Week, Pastor Glenn, we are praying for the women of God. We're asking God to cover them and strengthen them. Amen. We're standing in proxy, and we're standing in intercession for our women. Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. And
Amen.
So is my brother on here yet, Pastor James Carr? I'll try it again. Pastor Bruce Sykes, are you on here? Well, glory be to God. Pastor Glenn, you and I, brother, I almost said Pastor Joel. Watch out, Pastor Joel.
I am a minister. I am a minister, but I just a very humble brother to say Brother Joel.
All right, Brother Joel, I'll take that. Amen. I'm going to read for you Luke, just a small passage in Luke, the 10th chapter, and the 38th verse, a couple of verses. And it says, and it's a very familiar story. It says, as Jesus and the disciples continue on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister, Mary, sat at the Lord's feet. Everybody say, sat at the Lord's feet. Listening to what he taught. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening. Everybody say listening.
Listening.
I'm making you say that for a reason, because a lot of time we, especially, you know, women of God, you go. How much time do you have to just sit at the Lord's feet and listen?
Oh, yes.
Lord Jesus, such a refreshing. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me. But the Lord said to her, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. And the word of the Lord is already blessed.
Amen.
Why? Missionaries, evangelists, those that work in the kingdom of God, or those that have corporate positions in corporate America, I want to tell you today that the best place for you, out of all the heartache and pain and the hustle and bustle of this entire world and trying to get and trying to get better for your children and trying to gain or going through heartache and pain and tests and trials and tribulations, let me tell you this morning that the Lord dealt with me and told me to let you all know that the best place for you is at his feet. Hallelujah. And there's some things in life that you have tried to fix yourself. And there are some things in life that you try to control yourself. But I want to tell you this morning to lay it at the feet of Jesus Christ, because he cares for you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you may have been hurt and wounded by men or by people you thought you could trust. But I want to tell you something this morning to put all of your trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
I asked my wife even yesterday, I said, honey, what's one thing out of all the tests and trials that we've been through as a couple and that you've been through as an individual, what could you tell somebody today that will sum it all up? And she said, I would say to put all of your trust.
Glory
in God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. And that may sound like a cliche to somebody, and
no,
it may not sound about right, or I don't know if it might hit the spot or may not hit the spot, but I want to tell you that the honest to God truth for all of you women of God today is to don't put your trust in your husband. Don't put your trust in your friend. Don't put your trust in your neighbor. But I want to tell you, your trust in your son and your daughter, and they may have stolen from you, and they may have hurt you, and you say, God, I put all of this good stuff in my children, and it looked like they ain't been told nothing. I want you to put all your trust, hey God. I want to encourage you all this morning to put every bit of trust and say, God, I trust you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So, I want to say something to you all this morning that we've been in the position that I thought that it was the house we needed. I thought that it was the money we needed. I thought that it was the friends we needed. But one day I got all of what I wanted. But I found out it wasn't what I needed. Amen.
Hey.
Because you find out that when you get to the top of where you want to go, it's still emptiness there. But I tell you this morning, if you would just put all. Everybody say, put all your trust.
Regarding a young lady, and just hearing Pastor Carr saying about putting your trust in God, you know, I know we've had many prayer requests for some that have lost loved ones, but I tell you today, hallelujah, even for, I don't know if she's on the line, but we're going to even pray for Patty Summers and her father in the loss, the sudden loss of their mother. Amen. And when I heard Pastor Carr say that, my mind went back to when the Lord took my mother in 2008.
Amen.
From that point until now, I have learned how to trust, I have learned that when God, even when you think that you have a hold on God, and then God takes you through something that you don't see coming, when God carries you through a test that you said, even before you got to the test, you said, if God would have taken my mother, I don't know what I would do. If God would have taken my father, I don't know what. If God would have taken my husband, I don't know what I would do. If God would have taken my child, I don't know what I would do. But that's when he asked me yesterday what I could tell someone. All I could say is I have learned how to put my trust in God. Because when you go through things that you think that you would never be able to come out of, you can still say, love God. As a matter of fact, I love him now more than I loved him before mama left, because I've had to trust him even in those areas where I could have called mama, in those times where mama was there to pray with me. Now I've had to go straight to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So God removed
yes.
hell
yes, God.
In those tests, in those trials. But I wanted to say that because I want to encourage Sister Patty and their family to know that God is there and he's a comforter.
Yes,
he will help you. I'm a witness that God will help you. Even in the things that you feel like you can't get through, God is there. So trust him. Hallelujah. And to all of you that have lost loved ones, you must trust in God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Woman of God. First, before I go into prayer, I want to encourage everyone to give Celeste your email address so we can contact and take your messages
yes.
and announce, make sure that when prayer is over, that you all stay on the line and give your email address to Sister Celeste. Celeste, God bless you, woman of God.
Yes.
We appreciate
oh
you so
God.
Much. That's our
yes.
DRC member in Baltimore, and
yes.
we just want to love her.
yes.
I love you, Grandma, and the
so much
I support you all so much. Say again.
I said I love y'all so much, and it's my pleasure.
Bless your heart. Women of God, go ahead and mute those phones. Men of God,
yeah,
stay on with me. I don't know how God is going to lead me to do this. Amen. Just go ahead and, women of God, mute those phones. Star six, mute those phones. Father, I am grateful. Pastor Glenn, are you on with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, stay right there. Father, I am grateful for what you are doing. And I'm grateful for where you're taking these great women of God. I am grateful, God, this morning, Lord, for them standing together. God, we are standing together as this great army called and chosen by you. And, Father, we stand in agreement, Lord, with every woman of God. As the men of God, we stand together in agreement with every woman of God, Lord, that are broken and that are weak and that are discouraged. And we believe, God, that you are going to move for them. Now, Father, I pray, God, in the areas, God, where it has been damaged, God, as it relates to their trust in people and things of that sort because of situations and circumstances, I pray that you will begin to stir the trust on the inside this morning for you in Jesus' name. And Father, as we go into various prayers, I pray that your blood will cover. I pray that your blood will sanctify and purify their very being in Jesus' name. And we thank you. In every prayer that's going to be prayed this morning, I pray that you will seal it like never before until the day of redemption in Jesus' name. And we loose a great anointing over every mother, over every sister, over every girl child, over every female. We loose the glory of God, even over that female, oh God, that's confused about her sexuality. We loose the glory of God over that female that may have lost her husband in Jesus' name and that's still holding on to you. We loose the glory of God over every mother, God, who may have lost a child. God, we just ask you that you will strengthen and encourage and build up this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your glory be revealed in their lives in Jesus' name. I thank you that you have created them, Lord, to produce seeds. And so, God, we ask you this morning that you will allow the seeds, God, that you have planted on the inside of these women of God. God, we command it to grow in Jesus' name. Let the Spirit of the Lord begin to water that seed that's lying dormant on the inside of them. And, Father, we ask of you, God, that you will cause that seed to grow, that seed of righteousness to begin to grow like never before. And I pray that you will continue to let the prayer wheel begin to turn on the inside. I release upon each woman of God the ability to travail and to call your name until you come. In the name of Jesus Christ, I loose the ability over every woman, over every female, oh God, to have the ability to trust you in Jesus' name. In the hard times, to trust you. In the dark times, hey, to trust you, God. In the lean times, to trust you, oh God. In the difficult times, to trust you. In the times of abuse, God, to trust you. God, give them the ability to put all of their trust in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare, God, that your anointing shall rest upon them in Jesus' name. And God, you shall manifest your power greatly through their lives in Jesus' name. And ministry shall be birthed forth in Jesus' name. I think that that dream and that vision, God, that they had for life is being awakened at this particular time. And I thank you, God, that they're now picking up the vision. And Father, they're opening up the script in Jesus' name. And they're now looking at the blueprint, oh God. And Father, now you're blessing. They're going out and they're coming in Jesus' name. And I thank you for wisdom over their lives. Give them wisdom. God, teach them how to respond, oh God, in difficult situations. Teach them how to respond in the name of Jesus Christ. In times, oh God, in disagreements, God, with their spouses or with their bosses or with their superiors, in Jesus' name. Teach them how to respond as a woman of God, a woman of integrity, in the name of Jesus Christ. And so, God, the words of the woman, I pray, God, that you would, God, bless it, bless their tongue, that as they speak words in the lives of their children, in the lives of their husband, their life will be formed in the name of Jesus Christ. And it is so, according to your word, in the name of Jesus. Ah, oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you, and we praise you, and we magnify you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, Pastor Glenn, and take a couple of minutes and pray for the women of God.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, Father, we touch and agree right now, God. Father, we pray that we lift every mother or woman of God up right now. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray right now, God, that you are raising up women of integrity, O God. Father, we pray that you are raising up Esthers, O God, that being prepared for such a time as this, O God. Father, we pray right now, God. We come against every attack of the enemy that's attacking the women of God right now, Father. Father, we pray that you will strengthen them right now, God.
Yes,
that you will give them wisdom, understanding, discernment, oh God.
Yes,
that you will take them deep into their spiritual realm, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for it right now, God. Father, God, we declare and decree right now that you will cause blessings to be over your women, oh God, right now. That you will cause these blessings to overflow, oh God.
Yes.
Father, God, every word they would speak, oh God, they would speak words of encouragement, oh God. They would speak words of faith, oh God. They will wake up even in the morning, oh God. There will be something that you will burst inside them, oh God. They'll start prophesying, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray right now, God, you will cause your power to rest upon them right now, oh God. Everyone that's tied to this ministry, oh God. Everyone that's tied to Pastor Carl and them church, oh God. Even the moon and governments of God around the world, oh God. That you are beginning to do a new thing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we cancel every plot of the enemy right now. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we declare and decree it right now, God. That you have caused them to rise up above their circumstances. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you for it right now, God. We give you glory right now, God.
Glory.
And Father, we seal this prayer right now.
Yes.
We're faithful, God. We seal this prayer. We'll comfort this, oh God.
Yes.
That they will rise up to a new thing in you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it right now. We declare it and decree it right now, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Brother Joe, come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Minutes. Brother Joel.
Father, we just bless you this morning as you breathe to us the breath of life, Lord. And Father, we embrace your love this day, Father. Lord, we thank you for the heart that you have toward us, Father. Father, we thank you that you have forgiven us, Lord, for our sins today that we may have walked into. But Lord, thank you that we are covered under the power of your blood. Father, we thank you this morning that you have given us wisdom, Father, through your word, Lord God. And we decree and declare your word this morning to be released over your women, Father, the women that you have called to serve in this ministry, Lord God. Father, we thank you this morning for our mothers and our wives, oh God. We thank you for our sisters and our daughters, Father, our aunts, Lord God. Father, we thank you for the women that have toward through the years, Father, that have sat and watched your hand move in their lives and now sitting and watching your hand move through their families. Lord, we just bless you this day. We thank you, Father, because you have called us, Lord God, this week as men to lift up the women of God that you have placed around us, Father, in our lives, even those that are outside of our lives, Father, those that don't even know you, Lord God. We call them to come into the fold this morning, Father. We We call that woman that has been hurt and abused, Lord God. We call that woman, Father, that's been under attack, maybe by under a vicious man in her life, Father. Lord, we call that broken pain today. Lord, we call it forth to the cross of Jesus Christ. Father, we call that lost daughter, God, that's looking for love in the wrong places, Father, that have settled for someone older than she may be, Father. But, oh, God, we call them back today in the name of Jesus. Father, we call that grandmother that's been praying for them grandchildren and her daughter and their families, Lord God. Father, we release those prayers today in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you said that your eyes is upon the righteous and that your ears are open to our prayers. Father, hear our cry this morning, Father, as we cover our women today in prayer today, Father. And Lord, we just thank you this morning. We just thank you today, God, that we are coming as men, covering our wives, Father, under the canopy of your love, Lord God. And Father, we bless this prayer line, Father. We bless Pastor Carter and First Lady, Lord God. We cover them today in our prayers, Father. We cover them under your blood today, Father. And Lord, we thank you for such a great opportunity to lift up our women, Lord God, to lift up the banner over our women, over those saved and unsaved, God. And we bless them, Father, in your love, Father. And we thank you, God, that you have given us such an opportunity to pray and to cover them under your prayers, Father, under your love, under your canopy of grace and mercy, Father. And we release today the blessings of the Lord that add riches to their life and no sorrow. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and
Father,
amen.
We just love you and we thank you. Pastor James Carr, are you there? Thank you, Father, for everything that you've done. We thank you for every prayer that you've prayed, that's been prayed this morning. And Father, we want to ask you that you would give a special touch to those women that are in first positions as relates to organizations, or even our president's wife, and Father, the women that assist their husband that are in leadership roles. God, the pressure and the strain that's over their life, and Father, I ask you that you will release the pressure and strain and give them peace in the midst of the storm. Father, they see things that none of us may see, and Father, I ask you that you will bless their eyes continually and their ears to hear from you in Jesus' name, and continue to give them wisdom, oh God, not just for their lives, but for our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, God, that you will continue to strengthen and encourage those women that are in special positions. Oh God, I ask you, oh God, that you will continue to move for them, move in their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. God, the little prayers that they may pray, the tears in the midnight season because of stress and anxiety and frustration, I ask you, oh God, that you will let your word administer to them, to their mind and to their hearts in Jesus' name. I pray that you will take your abode up in them, oh God, and continue, God, to let your anointing, God, rest and abide and dwell in their lives like never before. And every gift that's lying dormant, I pray that you will perfect it, God, for your kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God, for such a great gift of life. We thank you for jewels, oh God, that you've given us as men of God. We thank you, God, that you created woman for man. And Father, we ask you that you will continue, God, to make them whole again in Jesus' name. Every place that's broken, every place that's crooked, every place that's empty, and every place that's cracked, or God, I pray, God, that you would just, God, take your hand and begin to do surgery in the name of Jesus Christ. God, I pray that the spirit of rest, I pray that the spirit of comfort, God, will rest upon their life in Jesus' name. And Father, that you will begin to restore, I lose a restoration of power upon them, God, to be restored back to the place, God, where they once was in Jesus' name. Oh, God, I pray this morning, I pray that you would touch them, oh, God, like never before, endow them with your presence, endow them with your power in Jesus' name. God, let a refreshing of your spirit, of your Holy Ghost, God, come upon them in Jesus' name and begin to strengthen and begin to quicken according to your righteousness and begin to quicken according to your word and begin to move and begin to make and break and shape, oh God, according to your will for their lives in Jesus' name. I pray, oh God, God, that you will continue to let them rest and abide in your arms in Jesus' name, where they will receive your instructions and where they will receive your refreshing, oh God, where they will receive, oh God, your instructions for life to make the next step, oh God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for causing them to be more vigilant and alert, oh God, and aware of their surroundings in Jesus' name. I thank you, oh God, that you're placing in them, oh God, a fight like never before in Jesus' name. And God, you're causing them to put on the whole armor of God where they can withstand against the wiles and the tricks of the enemy, oh God, and when they've done all to stand, they shall stand. I speak a stand on the inside, a non-compromising stand to stand, oh God, for righteousness and in righteousness in Jesus' name. And we thank you for what you've done in their lives. But God, now this praise is thanking you for what you are about to do in Jesus' name. All of the cares and the worries of this life, we thank you that this morning they laid it at your feet. And now, God, you are blessing them with your word in Jesus' name. And so, God, we thank you, God, for quenching the thirst and, God, for filling the hunger in the name of Jesus Christ. And I loose special blessings on them this morning in Jesus' name. I loose miracles upon them this morning. I loose them and I bless them to speak the word of life to your people in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you and we praise you. And all of these things we prayed this morning, it is done according to your word. And we say it is so in Jesus' name. And we say amen, amen,
amen,
and amen. We love you all with the love of Jesus Christ. God bless you, and we'll see you in the morning.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for that prayer. And that prayer is still in effect to this day as we're continuing to believe God to bless each and every one of you. That prayer, again, was recorded in 2013 and is amazing how it's relevant right now in what we're praying for our families. So we bless you today. Don't forget, join us tonight, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll be right there on that conference call number where we're still calling out the name of Jesus Christ in prayer, in our 30 days of prayer. If you need that information, listen to this recording and you'll get how you can get in touch with us to join that call tonight. And also, don't forget, put on your calendar August 31st. We're going to be right here in Maryland launching Total Restoration Number 2. Anybody in this area, in the Maryland, D.C., or Virginia area, we definitely want you to be a part of that. And if you're a partner, if you're not a partner, we want you to be a partner first. So go to toberestored.org where you can become a partner. If you are a partner, you definitely have a place with us in our next and what God is doing for us next. We love you today with the love of Jesus Christ. I thought I would be able to play another song, but join us. Tune in tomorrow. We'll have more. God bless. Have an awesome day.
Thank you for joining To Be Restored, a time of devotion and prayer. Brought to you by Marlene Carr and the partners of To Be Restored Ministries. Pray with us live every Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. Central Time, 6:30 a.m. Eastern. To join us while we're on live, dial 646-668-8056 or tune in and listen to our podcasts at blogtalkradio.com/be restored. Do you need to build, rebuild, or strengthen your prayer life? Right now, you can access over 1,200 recorded prayers on numerous topics like faith, family, God's love, and forgiveness. Go to toberestored.org to access pre-recorded prayers, where you will find encouragement to pray through any of life's circumstances. Like and follow us on Facebook at To Be Restored Ministries, and follow Marlene on Instagram at MarleneCarr1. If you're interested in contacting Marlene for a speaking engagement or desire information about enrolling in intercessory prayer training, visit toberestored.org or call Total Restoration Church, 815-573-5517. That's 815-573-5517. To Be Restored Ministries is committed to